local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you to a very happy Thursday. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, typically with Joe and Austin, but Joe's not here. We'll get to that in a moment. I'm Austin Price. I am not alone, though. I am joined by Steve Taylor. Steve, how are you, sir?
I am doing terrifically.
I'm glad to hear.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I will have to apologize. I found out late yesterday that you were going to be joining us today, and But also Joe as well. Neither of us made even the slightest effort to warn the audience, to warn anyone that Joe's not going to be here. Typically, we're good about that. Kind of dropped the ball, but it's all right. You were on the show very recently, so they should be very much familiar with you. We're just about to get started with our top three stories. I do want to make a point of mentioning this just a couple of minutes in advance. We had a very, very, very severe couple of accidents on I-10. This is if you are traveling eastbound. We had one if you were approaching Avalon Boulevard trying to get off over in Milton, but we also had a very fiery crash on Escambia Bay Bridge itself.
And that one is blocking traffic on I-10.
Yes, we've got it's actually on our map here. It looks like we have extensive road closures, and this has caused congestion to bleed deep onto I-10, passing North Davis Highway, also on Scenic Highway, also on Caroline Street if you're going over the water trying to head into Pace.
And of course, this traffic is also backed up on Davis trying to get to I-10, and feeds everywhere.
Everywhere. It is a problem. So that's probably going to be our headliner on traffic this evening. We will be sure to keep an eye on that. But before we get a full traffic and weather update, we'll get us started with our top three stories here. The Supreme Court preserving access to a widely used abortion pill. Joe and I have touched on this one quite often. The High Court unanimously ruled that a group of anti-abortion doctors who challenged the FDA's actions to make mifepristone more accessible did not have legal standing to sue and throughout the case as a result. The ruling will allow the pill to be mailed to patients without an in-person doctor's visit. This comes 2 years after the court overturned the landmark abortion rights decision, Roe v. Wade.
Well, a U.S. Navy submarine is now in Cuba a day after two Russian warships arrived at the Havana port. The U.S. Southern Command confirmed the USS Helena arrived at Guantanamo Bay, looks like today, and said it's part of a routing port visit, and that particular vessel's location and transit were also previously planned. The arrival of a Russian frigate and a submarine at the Havana port has been seen as a show of force by the longtime ally of Cuba, but the U.S. and Cuba said it posed no threat. The ships conducted a high-precision missile weapons training in the Atlantic Ocean before they headed to Cuba.
And the United States investing $60 billion in global infrastructure. This comes as President Biden appears alongside G7 leaders in Italy today. The U.S. and its allies also agreed on a plan to give Ukraine a $50 billion loan for defense and reconstruction as the war against Russia continues. Biden is set to sign a bilateral security agreement with Ukraine today. Just about 4:15 here, we will get our first full check of the roads and weather this evening. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That is Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at traffic here, just to reinstate what we just said, heavy closures on the Escambia Bay Bridge leading up to Avalon Boulevard. Very heavily backed up on I-10 there. It's bleeding on to I-10 passing North Davis Highway. It's bleeding onto North Davis Highway itself. Scenic Highway, if you're trying to pass UWF and go over the water into Pace on Highway 90, we've got very heavy backups there as well.
As people try to avoid the backup on I-10.
Yes, it has just caused so much. And then we've got just typical traffic issues on Pine Forest Road, northbound towards 9 Mile. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile. A lot of backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're coming over 3 Mile Bridge, heading southbound into Gulf Breeze, and then trying to travel towards the Oriole Beach area, we do have some very heavy backups there, but no confirmation of an accident, though. And we also have our issues that we usually see at this hour on Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Steve, how's the weather looking, my friend?
Well, it looks beautiful right now. It's kind of warm. We're expecting clear skies tonight, low about 77. And the southwest wind should be shifting to north-northwest, about 10 to 15 miles an hour tonight. Tomorrow should be sunny and hot again. 10, of a high about 91 degrees. And right now, it's 91, which feels like 101 in Pensacola, 91 also in Gulf Breeze, and 92, which feels like 102 in Milton. And that's the weather.
Oh, my goodness. Over 100 degrees. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Sweat city.
Yes. Looking at our local headlines here, Governor DeSantis, with a big one, he officially signed the state's $116.5 billion budget for the next fiscal year yesterday.
Yeah.
But he also vetoed over $1 billion worth of programs and projects. That included quite a hefty list of local funding requests here for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Just to list a few, we had a $13 million training center at Pensacola State College rejected, along with a $26 million science and engineering building at UWF, funding for a long-term behavioral care program at the Lakeview Center, match funding for a three-mile section of water lines running through Bob Sykes to Via de Luna Drive, funding for a transitional housing complex for the homeless in Brownsville, $1 million for the South Santa Rosa soccer complex, and a $3 million for wastewater treatment at the I-10 Industrial Park in Santa Rosa County, among others.
Wow.
So, yes, leaving a lot to be desired there.
But $14 million for three City of Pensacola projects, including the demolition of the old Baptist Hospital campus, the airport terminal expansion, and the Bay Bluffs Park restoration, survived those cuts. So we're going to get the money.
Better than nothing.
Yes.
Better than nothing.
Well, looks like Florida Highway Patrol says they're still looking for information on a fatal hit and run that killed a bicyclist about a year ago. The crash happened in June of last year when a silver or white SUV hit a 61-year-old man on a bicycle that he was riding on Sorrento approaching Blue Angel. Troopers say the SUV would most likely have sustained damage to the front and or windshield. FHP is looking into somebody who either had a windshield replaced around that time or parks and hides their vehicle with a tarp or in a secluded area. If you have any information, contact FHP on that.
And Pensacola police still investigating an attempted arson on West Jordan Street this week. PPD's Mike Wood says a woman poured lighter fluid on the outside of a home and lit it before taking off. And
wow.
There's no word on why the woman attempted to set the house on fire in the first place. The incident remains under investigation by PPD and the State Fire Marshal's Office.
Well, Pensacola police say they're investigating after somebody shot a raccoon out of a tree near the Parker Neighborhood Park recently. That person's expected to face charges for discharging their weapon in the city.
You got to be able to articulate what you're doing. You can't just go out there and start firing your weapon in the city, target practice type situation. If you're defending your home, defending yourself, maybe even defending an animal, your dog or something like that. So each of these situations are different, and we have to look at the totality of the circumstances before we decide to charge anybody with something like that.
Pensacola Police Department's Mike Wood says there are several possible charges, but there's no word yet on what will be filed.
Yeah, we've got a story coming up. I think it's in Wacky and Weird about someone, doing a similar thing. They're using a gun, and they think it's under a justified reason, and it's not. The Alabama teenager that was attacked by a shark this week in Walton County headed back to her home state. Lulu Gribben has been at Sacred Heart Hospital over in Pensacola, or here in Pensacola, rather, since the attack. Her right leg was unfortunately amputated. She's now headed to a different facility where she will work with an amputation specialist. Gribben was one of three people attacked by sharks just last Friday. All three attacks happened within a few miles of each other and within a two-hour span. There's no word on what hospital the girl is transferring to.
Well, thieves made off with a big haul in Foley this week. About $45,000 worth of copper was taken from a construction site on Monday night. Foley police say the brazen theft happened at a construction site near the Baldwin Regional Medical Center on North Alston. Copper wire and various sizes of piping were taken. Investigators believe the theft happened between 5 p.m. on Monday and 6 a.m. on Tuesday. The police, they're investigating, and if you have any information, contact the Foley Police Department.
Thank you very much. Just about 4:20, we will take a quick break when we return. Obviously, another quick check of the roads and weather, along with some state and national headlines. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
On trash,
specifically bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just in time for another quick check at the roads and weather. It's just about 425 here. And obviously the big story right now is going to be if you are trying to travel eastbound on I-10, we've got very extensive road closures there, basically stretching from Avalon Boulevard all the way to Scenic Highway. And as a result of these congestions, we've got obviously very heavy backups on I-10 traveling eastbound. Basically going to have you backed up to Pensacola Boulevard at this point. But along with that, we have all these people seeing this and wanting to get the heck off the interstate. So as a result, we've got heavy backups on Scenic Highway and North Davis Highway if you are trying to travel eastbound into the Pace Milton areas. So be on the lookout for that. That's probably going to be something that's giving us at least some level of problems throughout the bulk of this evening. On top of that, we also have pretty heavy backups on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road and a bit further towards 10 Mile Road. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile backed up as well. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point has heavy congestion that backs you all the way up, not just past Gulf Breeze, but well onto 3 Mile Bridge. So be on the lookout for that as well. The last major spot's going to be Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Steve, how's the weather looking?
Well, looks a whole lot better than the traffic right now.
That's not saying saying much.
Yeah, looking for clear skies tonight, low about 77 degrees, and tomorrow, sunny and hot again, high about 91, and right now it is warm, 91 degrees in Pensacola, it feels like 101, it's also 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton, and there it feels like 102, and that's the weather.
Thank you very much, sir. Getting into our state headlines here, the Sunshine State, appropriately enough, stepping up its efforts to combat human trafficking. Attorney General Ashley Moody was in Tampa earlier today to launch the state's new human trafficking strike team. The group is made up of FDLE agents, as well as deputies from Hillsborough and Pasco counties. Moody took shots at President Joe Biden while highlighting the new resource, and she says the strike team will fight back against transnational criminal organizations exploiting Biden's open border as a way to bring victims into the U.S. Authorities are currently investigating more than 20 human trafficking cases in the state.
Well, millions of people in the southern part of Florida are bracing for the possibility of catastrophic flash flooding. You see, you may have heard the last couple of days, nonstop rain has drenched parts of the southern half of the state for days, you know, including Miami, Lee County, in Fort Myers and places like that. Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency, explaining that an area of low pressure has resulted in that widespread heavy rainfall with totals of 10 to 15 inches. Governor is urging residents in the area to seek higher ground, which, if you know the geography of South Florida, is a little hard because it's almost flat.
Yeah.
He also says that flooding may impact critical infrastructure in the region, so keep an eye on that too.
Yes, in keeping with that theme, a Northeast Florida organization is making sure communities are ready for any disaster. FarmShare is partnering with Global Empowerment Mission to hand out hurricane preparedness supplies at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds on Saturday morning. Families will get an emergency kit filled with non-perishable foods, water, and toiletries. Pet supplies will also be available. NOAA is expecting an extremely active Atlantic hurricane season, which will run through November.
Looks like three University of North Florida researchers are being awarded a patent for a targeted cancer-fighting compound. The team discovered the compound, or peptoid. It targets certain breast, colon, and lung cancers and stops them from progressing. The discovery could lead to significantly better patient outcomes for difficult-to-treat cancers. UNF is among the first studies to explore the use of peptoids for early cancer diagnosis, and potential treatment, and is the only known university conducting this type of study. Sounds good.
Yeah, a bit of a preamble to some good news there. Yeah. There's a new officer in charge of security for the Duval County School System. Jackson Short was sworn in as the district's police chief earlier today, and he's taking over for the previous chief, who had to step down because of medical reasons. Short told Action News Jax that he is still trying to figure out his top priorities, but says his mission is to make sure students and staff are safe. During the ceremony, the district's new drug detection canine, Penny, was also sworn in.
Well, moving toward national headlines, jailed American journalist Evan Gershkovich will have to stand trial in Russia. The Wall Street Journal says their correspondent has been jailed over 440 days on trumped-up espionage charges. There was no word on when the trial would begin. The Biden administration sought to negotiate his release, but Russia's foreign ministry said Moscow would consider a prisoner swap only after a verdict in his trial.
And a new poll shows the guilty verdict in New York's hush money case against former President Trump has little impact on who voters will cast their ballots for in November. No surprise there. According to the Monmouth University survey conducted earlier this month, Trump and President Biden continue to draw almost identical levels of support. Just over 4 in 10 registered voters say they will either definitely or probably vote to reelect Biden, while nearly an identical number say they will definitely or probably support Trump.
It's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Donald Trump met with Republican lawmakers in Washington, D.C. today. He told reporters that Republicans are unified, and he expects to take back the White House in November. He said he plans to bring common sense back to the government and secure the southern border if he wins the election. Trump's meetings mark the first visit to Capitol Hill since the attack on the U.S. Capitol following the 2020 election loss.
And we got a lot about Trump today, as Wisconsin Republicans are defending him after it was reported that he criticized Milwaukee during a closed-door conference meeting on Capitol Hill. Allegedly, he called Milwaukee a horrible city. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden said Trump was specifically referring to the crime rate in Milwaukee, while Representative Brian Stell said that Trump didn't make the comment at all. This comes as Milwaukee is set to host a Republican National Convention just next month.
And I like Milwaukee.
Yeah,
it's a nice city.
It's all right. It gets a bad rap, but the Bucks are good right now.
Oh, yeah.
4:30, we'll take a quick break. Fox News coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, some sports headlines, health, business, and science, and pop culture notes. You know the drill. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Jack Callahan. At the G7 summit meeting in Italy, President Biden signs a 10-year security pact with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Our goal is to strengthen Ukraine's credible defense and deterrence capabilities for the long term.
The agreement would commit the U.S. to continuing to supply Ukraine with military hardware. Former President Trump returns to the U.S. Capitol for the first time since leaving office, meeting today with Republican lawmakers about their plans for the November election.
One thing in common, we want to make America great again. We want to make our country great again. We're a nation that's in decline. We're a declining nation.
Mr. Trump promised a quick turnaround if he's elected again. The U.S. Supreme Court decides unanimously that a doctor's group challenging FDA approval of the most prescribed abortion drug in the U.S. has no standing to bring that case. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Two female employees at Apple today sued the company, claiming the tech giant paid women less than men for the exact same work. The women are proposing a class action seeking to represent more than 12,000 current and former female employees in the engineering, marketing, and Apple Care divisions. The lawsuit centers on Apple's hiring practices and performance evaluations, which the women allege pushed a wage gap between men and women. Ford Motor is opening up electric vehicle sales and service to all of its U.S. dealers. The carmaker said in an email it's making EVs more widely available across the U.S. by expanding sales and service of them to all 2,800 of its dealerships in the country. The plan replaces the voluntary Ford Model E EV program that was launched in 2022 and had about 1,400 dealers enrolled. A mixed finish for stocks today. The S&P 500 added 12 points. The NASDAQ Composite 59. Fresh closing highs for both, but the Dow Industrial slipped 65. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. A year ago, Jaylen Brown failed to show up in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. After that loss, many called to break up the duo of Jason Tatum and Brown, but Brad Stevens didn't do it. Instead, Stevens gave Brown the largest NBA contract ever and made trades to help his 1-2 punch. And last night, that patience paid off as Tatum and Brown combined for 61 points to take a 3-0 lead in the finals. And with Boston's next win, not only will they be champions, but Brown will be the finals MVP. I'm Zach Gelb.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wing man. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean as quick as I can make it. We've got multiple issues here, basically all tying into one huge meltdown. If you are traveling on I-10, and if you had any intentions of going over the Escambia Bay Bridge and heading in the direction of Avalon Boulevard, got some bad news for you. We got some pretty hefty road closures there from a couple of accidents we had heading that way. Now I-10 East is backed up past, it's basically all the way back up to Pensacola Boulevard at this point. We also have an accident report heading westbound towards Pensacola. If you are just taking the ramp off of I-110 North and traveling eastbound, or westbound rather, on I-10, that's causing some backups also. And of course, because of those closures on I-10 East, we have got runoffs on Scenic Highway, North Davis Highway, all of these exits that are trying to get into the Pace Milton area, just very heavily backed up at this time. So that's going to be an honorary top three story for us throughout this evening. Also got some issues on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Also, where Pensacola meets Palafox and basically travels towards Muskegee Road. We've got some more congestion over there. No confirmation of an accident, though. Then our other big one, Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area, you are going to have congestion backing you all the way up basically through the entirety of Three Mile Bridge all the way back to downtown Pensacola.
Wow.
Very heavily congested there. And we have pretty good knowledge of what happened on I-10. I don't even know what's going on there, but we have had texts about it, and obviously it's a very pressing issue. So we'll keep you posted on that as well. Steve, how's the weather looking, my friend?
Looking a lot better than the traffic right now. In fact, if you're planning on traveling anywhere, it sounds like maybe you ought to just stay put for a while. In the weather, though, the weather looks really good. Clear skies tonight, low about 77. Tomorrow, sunny and hot again, high about 91. And right now, it is definitely warm. It's 91 in Pensacola, which feels like 101. 91 in Gulf Breeze feels like 100. And feels like 102 in Milton with a 92-degree temperature. And that's the weather.
Thank you very much, Steve. All righty, getting into our sports headlines here. Quite a heartbreaking defeat for the Mavericks last night. Fell to the Celtics 106-99 in Dallas. Mavs were down big early in the fourth, but closing the gap to a single possession made it really a close game in the final moments. But star Luka Doncic fouled out with about 4 minutes to go and helped pave the way for yet another Celtics victory. So Boston's now up 3-0, and they're one win away from the title. Game four will be tomorrow night. So,
and it looks like the Celtics are on their way.
Yeah, it looks like it's a sweep there. Also, J.J. Redick officially set to interview for the Lakers head coaching job this weekend. Redick's name had already been tossed around as a candidate for the position, but this interview only comes after UConn men's basketball's Dan Hurley declined a long-term offer from the franchise earlier this week.
Well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think he'd be a decent fit, but I think their problems, I mentioned this last week to Joe, they just run far deeper than head coach.
Looks like we got some good games coming up tonight. What about those?
Yeah, you're always glass half full, Steve. I appreciate that.
Think positive.
We do have a nationally televised WNBA game tonight, Storms at Wings at 6 o'clock on ESPN. And, of course, also have the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 3, Panthers at Oilers at 7 o'clock on ABC. Panthers up 2-0 there. So Edmonton trying to get some action going there.
Yay, Florida.
Yes, and speaking of Florida, we did have a couple of local MLB teams playing tonight, starting with the Rays. They are facing the Cubs at 5:50 this evening, and the Marlins are visiting the Mets at 6:10, so we'll give score updates on that in Hour 3. And the Braves finally got another win. They beat the Orioles 6-3 today, so there's something. And we got a nationally televised MLB game, Angels at Diamondbacks on FS1. That game's going to be a bit later tonight at 8:40. Steve, take us into NFL headlines. What do we got going on there?
Well, I happen to notice on TV, the greatest of all time has been immortalized in New England.
Really?
Legendary quarterback Tom Brady was inducted into the New England Patriots Hall of Fame last night. Along with the honor, franchise owner Robert Kraft said, no one else will ever wear his iconic number 12 jersey, and that a statue of the quarterback will be unveiled during this upcoming NFL season. And it looks like when he came out there and everybody was applauding and being honored that way, it just looked like a great end to his career.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think they said that this statue that we're talking about here is going to be the first that the Patriots have ever done. Obviously, who else would it go to? It's got to go to Brady first.
Right.
And then we got some more Saints tight end news today. We touched on Jimmy Graham yesterday. Now it's Juwan Johnson. He's set to undergo foot surgery next week. And while the procedure is expected to sideline him a while, the hope is for him to be healthy in time for the regular season. He amassed 368 yards and 4 touchdowns over 13 games last year. So I would say a decent part of that Saints offense, especially considering that they're kind of struggling as a team here. But luckily, you know, he should be fine, and hopefully the Saints can get something cooking this season.
Yeah.
Moving into health, business, and science notes here, Wall Street really quickly opening mixed a day after the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 172 points, and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were slightly higher.
And a key report shows inflation slowed last month, which is good news. The Labor Department reports the Consumer Price Index held firm in May, although it's up 3.3%. From a year ago. Not taking into account energy and food prices, the core CPI increased 2.2% last month and 3.4% from a year ago. Meanwhile, the energy index saw a 2% decrease. More good news. Yeah.
Yeah. And more Americans filing for unemployment benefits from the government. Speaking of good news, numbers released today show a jump from 229,000 to 242,000 in the week ending June 8th. Most analysts had expected that number to come in at right around 225,000.
Well, Elon Musk says Tesla shareholders are approving his $56 billion pay package. The CEO made the claim on social media late yesterday and added, "Thanks for your support." The results of the shareholders' vote won't officially be announced until this afternoon during the Tesla meeting at the headquarters there in Texas. The shareholders are allowed to change their vote right up to the start of the meeting, though. If the pay package is approved, Musk will still have to convince a Delaware court that had previously ruled against it, and that legal process could take months or even years. It seems like the lawyers nowadays are the ones making all the money.
Yeah, and we've got another story here. Typically, when you hear that the whales are getting smaller, you know, that means you've figured something out about Joe and my weight loss routine. But that's not what we're talking about today. Gray whales that live off the coasts of Oregon and Washington are getting smaller. Oregon State University research found that over the last 20 years, the average adult gray whale is 13% smaller, or about 5.5 feet shorter. Researchers say it could be a sign that this population of gray whales could be in decline. Smaller whales have smaller calves, and that puts them at risk of other predators. They say the decline in body length could also be an overall sign about the environment.
Or it could be a good diet plan.
Yes, that too. Yeah, we need to rip a page out of their books, I think is what the people need to learn. Just about 4:45 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. So it's going to be a bit more of the same that we've been covering so far this hour. I-10 traveling eastbound. If you plan on going towards Escambia Bay at all, I kindly suggest you do something else, or you'll be forced to do something else eventually. We've got road closures there going over the Escambia Bay and approaching Avalon Boulevard, and heavy backups reaching back to Pensacola Boulevard. Also got another accident if you are traveling westbound on I-10 heading towards Palafox Street. That general area there causing some backups that are bleeding onto I-110 northbound. And because of these accidents, we've got people heading for the exits. And that has North Davis Highway, Scenic Highway, traveling over the water into the Pace Milton areas, also looking very heavily backed up. On top of that, we've also got very severe issues now on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. The congestion has bled into downtown Pensacola. It has taken the entirety of Three Mile Bridge if you are traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze. And it seems like we do have an accident report on Three Mile Bridge itself, but that is making up for very small portions, if any, of the congestion we're dealing with over there. Outside of that, it's just a bit more standard traffic issues traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road and Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, the weather is a lot better than the traffic right now. Clear skies are expected tonight, low about 77 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and hot again, high about 91, and it is still about 91 degrees in Pensacola, and it feels like 101. It's 93 in Gulf Breeze and 92 in Milton, and that's the weather.
Yeah, it's days like these where I really appreciate how I do traffic and somebody else does weather, because I would collapse from running out of breath.
Well, I'm actually looking at the map of the traffic situation, and I mean, even Davis is backed up
quite
a bit, and also I-110 heading toward I-10 is backed up for people who are trying to get onto I-10. It's just basically stay home for a while.
Well, that's the thing. We got an accident report on Three Mile Bridge, and then that one that's causing the issues on I-110. If you're trying to get onto I-10 West, yeah. Well, covering both of those areas as well, just on top of all this nonsense, is just unbelievable. Getting into our pop culture notes, Bruce Springsteen celebrating the 40th anniversary of his song Born in the USA. He's set to release a new translucent red vinyl of the record this week, and it comes in a new gatefold package and will also include a booklet, four-color lithograph, and new linear notes. The new vinyl will be available to purchase tomorrow.
I find it interesting. Vinyl is coming back.
Yes.
Because, of course, I'm old, so I remember vinyl when it was only vinyl. And when CDs came out, it was not the same, because you couldn't sit there and look at the album cover while listening to the music or not. And I'm glad it's come back, and Bruce Springsteen is kind of like jumping into it with that new version of Born in the USA. Actually, it's the same song, but it's the 40th anniversary version of Born in the USA. Def Leppard is giving fans a sneak peek of their upcoming song, Just Like 73. In a message on social media, the band posted a pair of phone numbers for fans in the UK and here in the US to call. They'll be greeted with a recorded message and a short snippet of the song. Just Like 73 marks the first new original material from Def Leppard since their 2022 album, Diamond Star Halos. No release date has been announced for that one.
And Late Night with Seth Meyers is losing its live band.
Really?
Yeah, the 8G band, fronted by Long Island native and SNL alum Fred Armisen, is being let go in September due to budget cuts. The band has been with the show for 11 seasons. Keyboardist Eli Janney tells Vulture the band will be pre-recording some of its music for the show to use next season.
Well, looks like a lawsuit's been filed against the hospital in Michigan by the lead singer of the legendary group, The Four Tops. Alexander Morris says he was battered by some of the staff members and racially discriminated against in April of 2023 when he was seeking help for a breathing issue at the Ascension Macomb Oakland Hospital. Yeah, that's in the area of Detroit. The suit claims the hospital staff did not believe he was a member of the Four Tops, and he was placed in restraints in order to undergo a psychological evaluation. It looks like after his wife arrived and proved his identity, the staff changed their minds. Morris says he was offered a $25 gift card. As part of the apology, he declined that offer. He's seeking over $75,000 in damages.
Yeah, that speaks to me a bit louder than a 25-buck gift card.
Yeah.
Lastly here, journalist and television commentator Howard Fineman is dead. His wife, Amy Nathan, posted the announcement on X, indicating that his 2-year-long battle with pancreatic cancer ended late Tuesday night. Born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Fineman worked at Newsweek for 3 decades and was regularly called on by MSNBC for analysis. Plus, his op-eds appeared in several places, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Real Clear Politics. He was also a lecturer in Pennsylvania and an author of several books. He was 75 years old at the time of his passing in Washington, D.C. Just about 4:50 here, we will take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, obviously another in-depth look at the traffic and weather, followed by some wacky weird stories and some good news to finish up the hour. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love.
I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:55 here. We're a couple minutes early to the traffic update, but if you've been listening this hour, you will understand why that is warranted.
There's a lot to talk about.
Yes. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10, we've got some very heavy road closures there, basically covering the entire of Escambia Bay all the way to Avalon Boulevard, and that's causing backups all the way to Pensacola Boulevard on I-10 East. And that's obviously got people heading for the exits. So North Davis Highway, if you're trying to take that as a detour, you are going to be very heavily backed up. If you are trying to get off on Scenic Highway, assuming you ever get there, you are going to be very heavily backed up.
Well, it looks like, according to the traffic cam right now, it looks like they're diverting the traffic from I-10 onto Scenic Highway. Yes. And looking at Scenic Highway, they're not going very fast.
Exactly. No. And then we've got and this congestion on North Davis and Scenic, of course, it's going to collide as you try to pass into the Pace Milton areas, and that's where the congestion does bleed over, basically until you get to East Spencerfield Road. So it reaches a very long ways. And we've also got some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we have got some traffic reports there that are bleeding all the way past the entirety of Three Mile Bridge into downtown Pensacola. So that's the dynamic duo on the roads today, at least currently. But if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, where it meets North Palafox, traveling towards Muskegee Road, we've also got some backups in that area as well. And the same can be said if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River. Steve, how's the weather?
A lot better than the traffic, though. Looks like we have clear skies for tonight, low about 77 degrees, and tomorrow about the same as today. A replay with everything except for the traffic problems, I hope. Mainly sunny and hot, high 91 again, and right now it's 91. 91 in Pensacola, 93 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton, and that's the weather forecast.
And with that, it is now 4:55, so it took 2 minutes to touch on all of that. I mean, that's unbelievable. Looking at some wacky and weird headlines here, Fort Worth police, they say a woman who drove off in a mortuary van, that's a van that carries dead people and dead stuff, with a corpse inside, is under arrest. The 35-year-old allegedly got into the van this week and drove it out of the mortuary parking lot. Police say they soon located the van and its contents were returned to the mortuary service and charges are pending.
Well, a little while ago we talked about the Pensacola police investigation of somebody who's shooting their raccoon out of a tree in the Parker Neighborhood Park here in Pensacola. Well, a Kentucky man's in jail for allegedly shooting a gun in his own yard. WKYT reports that Shane Beal reported suspicious activity near his vehicle on Tuesday morning. Police found no evidence of the suspects, while a neighbor then reported Beal was shooting a gun in his yard. Beal claimed he was shooting at a suspect who had broken into his home, but no evidence was found of a break-in. He was arrested for false reports, intoxication, which might have had something to do with it, and criminal mischief.
Yeah, I don't know what the specifics of the state gun laws are in Kentucky. I will say, especially depending on where you are, this is definitely a story that can cause some controversy because it's like, okay, it does sound like the dude was acting erratically with his gun, but he claims he had reason to use it. He was fearing for his life, self-defense, whatever. He was on his own property if he's a legal gun owner, yada, yada, yada. So it's like, I could see this being some just deep dive debate. However, as you said, Steve, towards the end there, you hear that he was charged with intoxication.
Yeah.
And I feel that's a very important detail we should not forget when talking about this man's behavior. A bit of a wacky slash good news hybrid here. There was an unusual element to a middle school graduation yesterday in Needham, Massachusetts. 23 sets of twins. You heard that correctly. 23 sets of twins were among the 8th grade graduates at Pollard Middle School.
Wow.
Yeah, the 46 twins made up 10% of 8th graders at the middle school who are now headed to high school. I think in my lifetime, Steve, I have seen, like, as far as like identical twins, I've seen like two pairs, three maybe. That's about it.
76 years old, I may have seen maybe 10 in my entire lifetime.
Exactly.
23 sets of twins. Wow.
Yeah, I know. At one middle school, I mean, I know twins doesn't necessarily mean identical. I've also known a pair of twins that were just born at the same time or whatever. But I mean, it's like that's insane. I don't think I'll ever see that many in person or on like Brooke and Robin Lopez in the NBA are twins.
Yeah.
Even you can include them. I'm never going to get that far.
Well, speaking of events that occurred in Massachusetts, the state of Massachusetts, that is, tops Wallet Hub's list of best states for working dads as we approach this Father's Day weekend. See, Massachusetts reigns supreme because of its great economic conditions for dad demographic. Topped off with the state having the best parental leave policies of any state, along with some of the best school systems in the country.
Okay. So, I mean, I can get that, you know, with the whole parental leave and the school systems. I would say as far as just all-encompassing economic conditions, I don't know, unless you take a survey or two, I don't know how you come to that conclusion.
Yeah, I was looking at this and was going, how do they know this?
Yeah.
Who determined this?
Not just dads, but working dads.
Yeah.
However, hey, tis the season, Father's Day weekend, why not?
Well, that's true.
And then we've got...
Tell my kids to remember that.
And then we got a 12-year-old from New York heading to college. Yeah. Saberno Isaac Bari, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, who attends Malvern High School and is top of his class, will be attending New York University, NYU.
Really?
Wow, how about that? He's been lecturing at universities since he's been 7 years old.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's been a lecturer since he was seven and says that he does mathematics for fun.
For fun.
Yeah, like, come on, kid. You got to give me something. Bari says that he'd like to one day become a professor, believe it or not. And while at college, he hopes to have daily discourse with the math geniuses who attend NYU. Man, it's like when Kobe Bryant came fresh out of high school joining the NBA. He's just ready for all the smoke, Steve. Mm-hmm. He's ready to give whatever he's got.
Yeah.
Let's see. You hear the outro music. That means we're done for this hour. WEAR News coming up next. When we return, another full rundown of everything going on in your world today. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.